Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it's always my pleasure to have with us our good friend and sponsor of the show, Paul Hamby of Hamby Dairy Supply. Paul, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Beth. It's good to be on with you.
Well, I'm glad to have you. You sound a little bit unenthused. Is Wednesday hitting? We're in the middle of the week here.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't think that I was on yet. And then just as you talked, it dinged and put me through. So I thought I was on mute.
That's all right. You are on the air with me. And we're here to talk about Hamby Dairy Supply as well as what's going on in the world. I don't think I've heard this. You don't hear this statement too often. And when I was in high school, we had to watch the news and take notes and report on the current events of the day. And I don't hear current events said very often. They don't call it that anymore. And I put out on Facebook, you and I were going to talk about the current event issues of the days. Anyway, I don't hear that said anymore. Did you have to do that in school?
Well, we did. We had a class called Civics, which was current events, and we actually read the newspapers and discussed what the issues were in the paper, which also puts in perspective that the newspaper writer's story was, from their viewpoint, and there might be other viewpoints on that issue, and I think that's an important perspective that whatever you get your source of news, it's always got the slant of the writer, which is not doesn't mean they're prejudiced or they're trying to not be objective. It's just natural that whoever's writing the news is going to write it from their perspective. And so I think those conversations are important so that we can see here all sides of an issue and come to a better conclusion.
Well, when you were telling me that you sat and watched the debates, I called them speed dating interviews, when you watch the debates with your kids, that kind of reminded me of sitting and watching the news and taking notes for the current events, for my civics class when I was in high school. And you mentioned that you watched that with your children, and it opened up opened up for discussion, and they were able to hear their opinion, share their opinions, hear your opinions, as well as see what was going on the telly. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, first, let me explain that our children are 15 and 13. Excuse me. So that gives us some perspective to where they come from. They're raised in Christian home, and we're in the country, but still they're middle school and just into high school age, and so they have a different perspective on things than you and I might, and certainly not the background that we do on some of these issues. But I think it's important when we sit down and watch these events to talk with our children, and just as important to listen to them from their viewpoints on the different issues. And so a few years ago, this amazing technology came along where you can watch and stop and record live television. And we have a satellite dish, and that's perhaps one of the most fascinating things, if you want to get up and get a drink or use the restroom. But in this case, our son, who's 15, ran the remote during the discussion, not necessarily debate, but a discussion.
Speed dating interviews.
He would pause the. Go ahead.
Yeah, speed dating interviews. That's what I called it.
There you go. Okay, so he would pause the TV after each question and answer, and then we would discuss it as a family, discuss that issue, and it did bring some very interesting. One of their comments was. In regard to fiscal issues, what are they thinking, spending more money than they have in income? You would have thought Dave Ramsey was in the room from their comments. And when we when the topic of abortion came up, and I'll tell you, as a family, we hadn't really discussed with the kids much about abortion or pro-life or pro-choice or views.
Ugly topic.
In a Christian home, we discuss it some, but let the kids talk about this. And it was just quite amazing. Our son's comment about abortion, that those little children don't have a chance to fight for themselves, and it's just not fair.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Yeah. And he's the younger of your two, isn't he?
No, he's
Oh, he's the older. Okay. I was thinking he was the younger, that your daughter was the oldest.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
You know, and we've talked quite a bit about, of course, that's been quite, you know, the topic with the Planned Parenthood, with the videos coming out and exposing what they've really done, things we've suspected for a very long time, and now we have proof. And, it's an eye-opener to a lot of people that have not talked about it because it's an ugly topic, or have turned their heads and, you know, said it's not my business, and now all of a sudden realize that innocent life is our business. And it is being not just taken, but it's being abused and tortured, and it's being sold. And how barbaric is that in this United States of America in this day and time that we have done such a thing and continue to do it, not just do it, but fund it. And I've started talking. I don't have everything ordered yet. I've been getting prices, a red ribbon campaign, Paul, and I'm trying to get some outside organizations to maybe help me with the funding of it. And I've had a couple of listeners send me a little bit of money to help me cover that. It's going to cost more than I really anticipated. But a red ribbon campaign, you remember the yellow ribbons?
I do.
Well, the red ribbon is going to be like that. And I've designed a T-shirt for it. And we're going to have the little wristbands. And it's all in red. And it's all about the lifeblood that's been taken from these babies, and how we want to get it stopped. We want to talk about that and get it stopped. So we want to remember the life that's been taken, the lives that have been taken from this nation. And it is our future as well that's being stolen and robbed and murdered. And so we're starting a red ribbon campaign. I've tied a red ribbon on my car. And it flops in the wind when I'm driving. And it's already worked. One person had already said, "What's that red ribbon on your car?" And so it's opened up for debate, you know, opened up for discussion. We're remembering the babies that have been taken. And I have a display in my window, which I was able to get those things done. I went to Hobby Lobby and bought some red ribbon, and I kind of started some things on my own. But I can't make little lapel ribbons for everybody that's listening. So I'm having that taken care of, as well as T-shirts and wristbands and even an emblem for the car, if I can get that all done. And it'll all there. The title of the wording will be Cries from the Womb. And I just think that we need to remember, and it wasn't my idea. It was somebody else's on Facebook that's a listener to the show. And it was actually her idea to come up with the red ribbons. And then I've kind of jumped into it and expanded it a bit. But I think it's important to remember that, especially right now. And I was telling my husband last night, you know, we haven't seen a video for a while, so nobody's talking about it. That's why we need the red ribbons, so we keep talking about it and we remember.
Well, Matthew, you had sent me a link before we went on air of some of the videos, and I have to tell you, I've read a number of the stories and followed this, but I hadn't seen any of the videos until today, and when I watched the videos, they're disturbing. I had a lump in my throat.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible. And the fact that we're going into a break, but the fact that we've been told that these babies are being killed before birth, and now we know that that's not exactly the truth, because they can't inject that poison or they can't harvest those organs. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to talk about numerous things today. 877-895-5410. Let's talk a little bit when we come back about the logistics of this campaign and how it's sizing up so far. 877-895-5410. I want you to visit HambyDairySupply.com, and we're going to talk to HambyDairySupply.com when we come back.
Are you a
David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit, have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes. You are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Paul Hamby of Hamby Dairy Supply. I want you to visit their website. You can either go to my site, which is csctalkradio.com, and just click on the icon. It'll take you straight to his website. Or you can type in hambydairysupply.com and go to his website and visit him there. Give him a call at 1-800-306-8937. You and I were talking through the email. I just about didn't get a hold of anybody today. You know, I was in a panic because my email went down and it wouldn't come back up, all because of the storm we had last night. I was online and doing some work and some posting, and the lights went out and flickered two or three times while I was on my computer, and that confuses Outlook. And so Outlook didn't want to come back up today, and it had to check for problems, and so it kept checking for problems, and it wouldn't come up. So about 9 o'clock, I finally had email come up, and that only gives me a short time to get things going for the show, Paul. But we were talking through email, once it got up, about what's going on with the campaign, and I have kind of talked about this a little bit in the fact that, you know, I saw Glenn Beck on Hannity the other night, and they were talking about what was going on, and none of them would come right out and say it, but I will. I'll come right out and say it. It doesn't matter whether you like the four in the top or not. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the fact that the four in the top are non-established GOP, and I think the American people are making a statement at the GOP because of what they've not done the last couple of times that they've been elected, and they've not kept to their promises to the American people. What do you say about that?
Well, I think I was visiting with a lady here who's probably close to 80 years old, lives out here in the country, and she and her husband farmed for many years. She's what we call in the country a Reagan Democrat.
Okay.
Well, the Democrat family, but they're, you know, very conservative. Mm-hmm. And she said yesterday, I thought this was wonderful. She said, "We now know what the cause of global warming is. It's Donald Trump."
There is a lot of hot air going on in there.
There is. You know, the Republican candidates have created a lot of entertainment value in the last last few weeks.
Yes.
But what they've tapped into, and Donald Trump and Ben Carson, Carly Fiorini, they have tapped into the unrest and the dissatisfaction, not just with Republicans, but with government in general. And it's the same feelings that we had that brought on the Tea Party movement. And if we go on back, that brought on Ron Paul in 2008, I mean, there's been dissatisfaction with the way government's been run for quite a while, whether it was in the Bush years or the Obama years. That's right, or the Clinton years. Yeah, really, it's not so much a party issue as it is an issue of unhappiness with government. And then if you look at the fact that during the Tea Party effort in 2010, we took back the House, which was solely the result of grassroots efforts.
Mm-hmm.
The House in Washington was turned over to the Republicans, and now the Senate, and we still have business as usual. Nothing has changed.
And we have a senator here.
More hot air.
We have a senator here in Missouri that's posting all kinds of things on Facebook and promising to help repeal Obamacare. And that would be Senator Roy Blunt. And I'm thinking, I'm just shaking my head. You've already had the opportunity. You already blew it. And, you know, it just amazes me that they just keep lying. It's the battered wife syndrome. We keep believing them every time they tell those lies. Oh, this time they mean it. This time they're going, well, I think the American people have decided they don't mean a thing they say. And so I think that's why the top four are relating so much to the American people. It's like you said, they've tapped into their anger and their disappointment and frustrations, and they're not established GOP. Other than Cruz is, you know, he's already an elected official, but he's kind of butted heads with them a few times, and they're not necessarily real kindly toward him. And, you know,
they've treated him and Rand Paul as, you know, as political outsiders because they went to that little club, the Senate, and they didn't do exactly as they were told. So, you know, Cruz and Rand Paul tapped into that discontent, you know, long before these other folks came along. And, I, you know, as we look at all these guys on the stage, and when I say guys, I mean Carly Fiorina, mm-hmm. and that, I'm not trying to be sexist here, but
I know you're not.
I think that it's important to remember that on each candidate, there's something to like and there's something to dislike. So it's really early to make up, you know, one's mind, and I certainly haven't made up my mind as to there's some I like more than others. But after the debate, I got to tell you, Ben Carson moved to the top two or three on my list. I think he really did well, and I appreciate his demeanor. You know, I'd like to see a gentleman back in the White House instead of what we've had in the last few years.
I really need
that quality.
You know, and his demeanor, he could tell you off, and you don't really know what happened. You know, you've been put in place, but he didn't lose his temper. He didn't call you names. He didn't make any crass remarks. He just put it out there the way it was. And, you know, I've got a lot of listeners that don't like him. They claim he's not a Second Amendment lover and for other things that he's not what he says he is. And I think time will unfold and we'll see what these guys and gals really are. I would like to see Carly Fiorina go head-to-head with Hillary and head-to-head with Elizabeth Warren. I think that would be a really good show.
I do too, and I think she brings a lot of value to the stage, and she brings a level of class also and quality. But also she brings a background from business, both from successful business and unsuccessful business, to understand what we need to get the economy back where it needs to be. And I think that's very important.
And I have liked what she's had to say, and I like the way she says it. I would... you know, I'm skeptical about whether she can make it happen or not, you know. And, of course, I think what scares them all with Trump is they can't control him, for one thing. He's not tied to anybody else's money. He's got his own. And so they really can't control him. And you know what? I'm not a Trump fan necessarily. I really, you know, I'm just throwing this out there because this is what I see happening. And I know that they're afraid that it's going to be another Ross Perot deal should he decide to, if they keep treating him badly and he decides to go on a third party. I think they're afraid he might pull it off. And
I don't think he's electable. You know, there's not a majority on either side. There's not enough support on either side for Trump to be elected. I still believe, and I said this a long time ago, before the first debate and before the first poll showed him doing so well, I believe that Donald Trump is working for Hillary. And and there are a number of things that support that theory. But I know from working in the grassroots liberty movement and the Tea Party movement for several years, there is one issue that divides people on the right side of the political spectrum more than any other issue, and that is immigration. And he's made that his top issue. So if you want to go on the other side and divide people, that's the issue you use, and that's what he's leading.
And it is dividing people. And I think I don't think anybody has the solution to that problem. I think we do need to implement the laws as they are. They're not doing that. And I think when they're criminals here in the United States, they need to be taken out. I don't think we should house them for years and years and years in our prisons and feed them. I think they should be deported and made sure they don't come back. And if they've done a violent crime, I think they should have the death penalty just because they're not a citizen here and it's been perpetrated against a citizen. We need to start protecting one another. And but then we do have this illegals that have been here minding their own business, so to speak, for many, many, many years and raised families. And I don't think just a blanket deportation is the way to go with that. I don't have the answers. I just know we got a problem, and we're going to have to figure it out.
That's right, and we need to come up with some real solutions. And in the last two or three presidential elections, this has been an issue where they got a lot of hot air, but not really any solutions. And the very first step, I believe, is not more laws. It's enforcing the laws we have and reforming the INS or whatever it's called today, because the Immigration Service is not operated. They don't operate and implement the laws as they are today. They operate pretty much based on political whims rather than the rule of law.
And, you know, I have Michael Cutler on from time to time. You get him back on the air. He's a retired special agent for the INS. And he was on the committee when they went before before Congress during the 9/11. He was on the 9/11 Commission Committee. And he said they've not done anything that was implemented then. They've not done anything. He said they need to go back and look at that and implement what they decided back then. And they've done nothing, nothing whatsoever. And it's, you know, it's not just who's coming across the border as far as, it's not all Mexicans. I mean, we've got people coming across the borders of all nationalities, and it could, it is a national security issue. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Paul and Beth Ann will be right back.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com. Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Lexus Day Talkwell once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with our good friend Paul Hamby. Paul, I know that Hamby Dairy Supply has been going through a lot of changes, improvements, and upgrading. And what's going on? I know you're getting ready to launch a catalog, which is very new for you. What's going on?
It is new. When we first started in mail order about 10 years ago, we printed a few small catalogs. And then just because of so many people finding us through the Internet and radio and other channels, we have not done a print catalog for quite a while until last year. And last year, we printed the world's first catalog of equipment for dairy sheep, which is a pretty small group of customers, but they milk sheep and make cheese, much like is done in France and in Europe. And so that was our first supply catalog. And then this year, we are producing and just about to go to print with a catalog for the folks at home who raise cows on a hobby farm. So they might have one cow or two or three or even 10 that they milk one or two a day to provide milk for their family and for their neighbors sometimes. And that's so the hobby farms milking cows will have a print catalogs with milking machines, spare parts, cheese making supplies, and butter making supplies. A lot of people like to make cheese and butter at home still, just like they did 100 years ago, mm-hmm. and it's a wonderful way to use that milk at home. Also, there'll be animal health supplies in the catalog, and little bits of wisdom about raising the animals and milking and good procedures for taking care of your animals, and helpful hints like what are the normal vitals for a dairy cow. So that's what's going to be in this catalog. It's about to go to mail here in the next couple of weeks. And if folks would like a copy, they can just call us or email us. Our phone number is 800-306-8937, and we'll send them a copy of the catalog.
That's awesome. Now, you mentioned that you're putting a train in.
Well, every store should have a train, don't you think?
Well, I think so.
Well, this is kind of a throwback to, you know, when we were all kids and we had trains that went around the Christmas tree, or we played, you know, mm-hmm. played with them at that time. And a few stores, and down in southern Missouri is a restaurant called Lambert's, which is known for throat rolls. And they
be
have
careful
a,
now. They got a lawsuit with that. Somebody got hit in the head with a roll.
they have a train that goes around the waiting area, and it's very similar to the train we're going to put in our store here. I'll tell you a quick fun story about Lambert's. So we went to Branson on vacation a few weeks ago and stopped there for the first time, and they literally do throw the dinner rolls you know, across the restaurant, and you catch them. And so our extended family sitting there, and this group of it looks like a ball team, but you know, a bunch of teenagers came in and sat at the table next to us, and my little niece, who's about 11, was sitting there, and she, you know, kind of stood up and hollered at the young man throwing the rolls, and she wanted one, and so he throws a roll at her, and one of the teenagers just raises his hand up and grabs it out of the air as it comes flying by. It was just hilarious.
Yeah, well, I love it.
Very fun atmosphere there.
You talk about great food. That is great down home food, and I like the fried okra.
Yeah,
I can just make a meal out of that, not even order anything else. It's just fried okra and rolls. That's all I need. Fried okra. I can't even say it. Fried okra and rolls. Anyway, I have a caller from Illinois. We have Steve on the line. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, I spent my youth watching trains and being involved in model railroading.
Oh.
So I'm all for having a train run around the store. It will attract kids, and it also will attract adults. They love that stuff. But anyway, you had mentioned that with Donald Trump, you feel that he's working for the Clintons. And I sincerely hope you're wrong, that, you know, he's made comments against Hillary. He's made comments against the political establishment. He's gone after, you know, the debt problem, the immigration problem. And I think he realizes our country is on a time clock, that we've only got so many years to reverse course.
Well, I hope so too. I mean, I hope we're all wrong in some of the things that we think about these candidates. But I think time will unfold, don't you?
Yeah, I hope so. But you know, he's a graduate of the Wharton School, and I honestly believe, with his economics background, he realizes that we're on a time clock and we've got to do something. But you know, I've actually had a change of heart. I will be voting for Hillary. I vote Hillary for prison.
I was going to say, she's not going to make, and I wished I had wrote it down. My mentor used to write things down when he made a prediction, but I predicted a long time ago she wasn't going to do this. She wasn't going to make it. Of course, I didn't foresee everything that's unfolded, that's for sure, for certain, but I really don't think she's going to be the nominee.
You know, they don't have anyone else. And, you know, with Sanders, you know, I have to look at him and just be dumbfounded. If you go back 50 years ago, both parties would have wanted to hang him from a tree. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here he is, an elected official. He's a socialist, and he's drawing crowds of 10 to 15,000 every time he speaks. So, you know, that's
so kind of... Let me jump in here, and I just want to ask you why you think Bernie Sanders has become so popular when he does represent such un-American philosophy. And I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's just the direction our country has gone. People honestly feel they deserve a $15 minimum wage.
Mm.
They feel they deserve, you know, just an endless free ride. And as long as I think someone is out there promoting that, you know, they're going to follow him.
And you know, we've seen
Bernie Sanders had 10 or 15,000 people at a rally, and Ben Carson had 6,000 at a rally in Arizona this last weekend. Two outsiders, completely different perspectives. And either one of them, I think we'd have to say, were a long shot to be elected.
Yeah,
sure. At least with Ben Carson, he is running politically on something that is correct for our nation right now.
That's right, yeah. But as I tell people in the grassroots movement all the time, being right on the issues is not even in the top 10 list of what it takes to get elected.
Unfortunately.
And what about Joe Biden? What do you think about him? Is he going to jump in?
I think he is. What do you think, Steve?
They got to have someone better than him. I will never vote Democratic at the president level, but there's got to be someone more competent than him. They can't be that desperate.
I think he's going to do it, and I think it's going to be because of the comment or the request that his son made on his deathbed, and I think he'll get a lot of sympathy votes out of that, and so I think he's going to try and do it. I think he had a slap in the face this last week when President Obama and Clinton had their little golf party going on, and Joe Biden wasn't invited. I think that was a little slap in the face.
The only way those two would have played golf was if they were putting some type of a deal together.
And I think their deal they're putting together is, how far is Hillary going to go with this, and are you going to give her a pardon before you leave office?
And the fact that he's willing to golf with Clinton tells me that he's probably going to be going the Clinton route.
Maybe.
Well, you know, if we can go back to Hillary for just a moment, the email issue certainly could take her down. But in my mind, Benghazi has never been resolved, nor anybody held accountable, nor has the question of why did we even invade Libya, which was a stable country, not a threat, had no national debt, terrorist organizations in the country.
Are you there, Steve? Okay, I heard something. His phone must have dropped off on him. Well, there's a lot to be answered. The emails are all a part of this Benghazi issue, though. They're trying to find out what's happened. And I believe, and I said this yesterday on the air, Paul, I believe when she made that joke about Instagram because your messages are automatically disappear, to me that was an admission of guilt, and she should have been arrested and cuffed and stuffed right then and there and hauled off. But, you know, I'm kind of a radical, so we're going into a break. I want to talk a little bit more about Hamby Dairy Supply when we come back. I got to get up there. I'm just going to have to put it on the calendar when you're around, and I'm going to have to get up there. We're going to have to visit, and I'll take some pictures. We'll put it on Facebook. We'll just do all kinds of things. Anyway, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Paul Hamby. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait. Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648. CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea?
Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website, support our sponsors, join the show on Facebook, follow Beth Ann on Twitter, contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Paul Hamby of Hamby Dairy Supply. You can visit their website by going to my website and just click on the icon that says Hamby Dairy Supply, or you can type it all in there, HambyDairySupply.com, or just pick up the phone and give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Well, we've seen a lot of things unfolding in the arena of current events and the campaign, and I think we're going to see a lot. One of my friends on Facebook said it just keeps getting funner and funner. He was referring to an article that was going around about Trump upset about polls or something that they seem to be a lot different on one side than they are on the other, and he was claiming there was a little bit of fraud going on, but we'll see about that. Anyway, it just more and more news keeps coming out, and none of this, although it's entertaining, Paul, none of it really has anything to do to fixing the problems in this nation.
It does not, but I do think that it's valuable, that it is perhaps one of the most entertaining early campaigns that, you know, in the last decade or two. And if Joe Biden gets in, I think that it's going to be even more entertaining because he's known for saying, you know, ridiculous things.
Well, him and Trump would go along real well together, wouldn't they?
Well, you know, Trump and Biden debating would be
that'd be a hoot.
Although I wouldn't really, you know, I really don't want either one of them to be our president. But
it would be a hoot. Well, that doesn't mean we can't have a debate prior to.
That's right. So, you know, we talk a lot about this, the presidential debate and the presidential election, and it's very, very important as the outcome of it for a lot of reasons, not just the president, but, you know, we have Supreme Court justices, and there's a whole list of reasons why this is such an important election. But the reality is that the solution to most of our problems isn't going to come from Washington.
No.
It's going to come from your listeners' backyard, from their county, and from their state. And as we often talk about, Beth, I encourage people to get involved at the local level. And I just want to share a quick story of a town here in North Missouri where they put a sales tax on the ballot in early August to build some new recreation facilities. And that would make this little town the highest sales tax in the state of Missouri. And they had a lot of support for this. There's signs up all over town. But a group of local folks who are not normally political, are not elected, that got together and said, we're going to fight this. And just from a spontaneous grassroots effort, they went out and defeated that sales tax increase at the local level. And that's the power of just a few people getting involved in their community. And that's how we can change our country.
That is how we're going to change it. It has to start at the grassroots at the local level. And I have said that many times. I had a guest on yesterday. We were talking about a book he and his daughter have written. And you're not on Facebook anymore, but I'll send you the link to it. I think it might be something you would enjoy. And I have another gentleman on tomorrow that I met in Colorado, an older gentleman that's written a book about how to do this. How, you know, things about what's going on. You know, we never hear in the arena, what, you know, in the campaign arenas, especially on the presidential level, though they'll talk a lot of talk, but we never hear anything that's really the crust of what's going on. And we, the people, are the answer. We, the people, are the solution. And controlling things locally on up is the way to handle it, if for no other reason than train those statesmen on a local level before you send them up to a higher level in the state or a higher level in D.C. We have another caller. We have John from Missouri. John, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I was just kind of browsing the Internet and watching these candidates, especially Trump in the debate. And I was kind of stuck. You know, he let Megyn Kelly, like, bait him into making a, you know, what of himself. And I'm thinking, do we really want some guy like this holding the nuclear trigger? who can't even control his own mouth? You know, he could have easily defused her in some way with humor instead of with exactly what she was accusing him of not being able to control his mouth and his temper.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bernie Sanders. The good thing about this Internet deal, there's speeches archived by a lot of these politicians way back. Bernie Sanders, some of the stuff goes back into the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I challenge people to get on YouTube and listen to a lot of what this man has to say. And instead of calling him names like communist and un-American and meaningless cliches like that, actually debate what he has to say. And that's a flaw of concern.
Can I give an example?
Okay.
Pardon?
Go ahead, Paul.
Can you give us an example, John?
Give us an example? We've allowed corporate America basically to buy our government.
Yes.
You know, and all these candidates with all this money can't be anything but for sale. You know, he's been talking about this since way back in the 80s. But a episode he had on the Senate floor the House floor, with Milton Friedman, back when they were debating deregulating banks. And he said this was going to cause banking collapses akin to what happened in the 30s. Well, and it did. Lots of things. I challenge thinking people to get on there and actually look at it. And I know a lot of people are fixed in their ideas and don't want any challenge to their mythology. But thinking people should get on there and actually look at these candidates and what they have to say. Not just Bernie Sanders, but all of them. Because there's all kinds of stuff archived on CNN. And people have downloaded it to YouTube. You can sit and watch them for, I don't know, weeks probably if you wanted to, if you could stand it long enough.
And, you know, I want to thank you for saying that because, you know, John, a lot of people, I have a lot of listeners that refuse to go on the Internet and look at things. But, you know, there's good and there's evil on the Internet, just like there isn't anything else. And you can use it. And in this day and time, we need to be looking at what all these politicians have said in the past and done, and we need to look at their voting records. We need to question them on it, and whether you agree with them or not, you need to at least question. You know, rather than say that's just poo-poo, you need to debate it constitutionally. You know, why this is right, why this is wrong, and why are we down this road? I appreciate the call, John.
I got one more comment. Can I make one more?
We're just about out of time. Only got about 30 seconds.
Okay, I can do it. Pro-life people that support Republicans that started the war in Iraq. How many men, women, and children? Hundreds of thousands. were killed by that war.
All right.
About it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, John. Paul, I'm going to turn it over to you. We got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, again, if folks would like to get a copy of our print catalog, you can call 800-306-8937 or go online to hamdairysupply.com, and you can send us a contact us page, and we'll get you a catalog. And again, thank you, John, for the call. When folks look at these candidates, there's always a reason you can say no to a candidate, and you can always find a reason to say yes. You got to look behind those headlines and make a good choice.
And so, and we know we're not going to agree 100% with either one of them, any of them. And our founding fathers didn't agree 100% on every issue. So I think we need to learn to figure out what is the most important important issue. And I think you and I both agree that it's freedom and liberty and following this Constitution and doing what's best for this nation. I appreciate all that you do, Paul. I appreciate you being here with us today. Visit their website. Go to hambydairysupply.com or go to csetalkradio.com and click on the icon. And let's all work together to bring America home.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921. 800-473-7921.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.